I'm David Brancaccio. After Twitter this week put fact-check links on some of President Trump's tweets, the White House has now responded with an executive order to try to remove some legal protections for social media companies. These are a piece of a 1996 law called Section 230, which politicians and some activists have long sought to change. Here's my colleague Molly Wood, host of Marketplace Tech.
You could be sued out of existence if one of those things was copyrighted or defamatory. And without Section 230, the internet as we know it would not exist. That is not an overstatement. Google, Tumblr, MySpace, now Facebook or Twitter or YouTube all depend on this protection to build their business models. I spoke to Jeff Kossoff. He wrote a book about Section 230, and he told me we have no idea what the internet might look like without this regulation. We have never had that. Platforms might either censor everything for fear of getting sued, and that would undermine the free speech argument that's at the heart of this executive order, or platforms might just say, we're not touching anything for fear of getting sued, and then the speech problem that these platforms have been trying to moderate would get completely out of hand.
Molly, thank you. You can expect lawsuits to try to block the new executive order. And overnight, Twitter put a special label on a Trump tweet about the Minneapolis unrest, saying it violated its policy about glorifying violence. It was a warning the authorities could shoot looters. The tweet is still visible to Twitter users who click on it.